testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify.
There's been times in my life when I was down in despair, and I fell down on my knees calling God in prayer. Well, I thanked Him for His blessings. I named them one by one. But most of all, I thank God for all He's done.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify.
Well, the Hebrew boys, they can testify how God took out that heat in the fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The rocks were made pillows for my head today.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify.
Well, there's been times in my life when I thanked Him for His blessings, named them one by one. But most of all, I thank God for all He's done.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify.
Well, the Hebrew boys, they can testify how God took out that heat in the fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lies were made pillows for my head to lay.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die.
Oh,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify.
This morning, God touched you, He healed you, He saved you. Lord, we just give Him all the honor and glory. Praise God, praise God. It is so good to see y'all this morning. Hope everyone's doing well. What a beautiful, beautiful day the Lord's given us. Good to see y'all. Y'all looking mighty pretty this morning. I know you're ready for church. Let's all just stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We think about those testimonies. We think about the love God has for each and every one of us, but most of all, that precious blood that was shed for us in our name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let this be the day that we just glorify Him. And if you don't know the Lord, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today is the day. As we prepare to go to prayer, if you have a prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. But as a song, and we were praising the Lord, if you got a testimony, just raise that other hand. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to praise You. Lord, we want to thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace, my Lord. Lord, we thank You for loving us even when we're not lovable, dear Lord. Even for those times, dear Lord. And giving us that opportunity to turn from our evil ways, dear Lord, and to walk with You. Lord, we thank You for that salvation. We thank You for that precious blood that You shed for us. Because, dear Lord, it's not anything that we did. It's all about You. Lord, as we come together this morning, dear Lord, I thank you for the congregation, for those that are here live, and those that are watching online, dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for just the opportunity that we have to gather in your name. Dear Lord, now we're just going to ask you, you see those hands that were raised, dear Lord, you know each and every situation that everyone is facing, dear Lord, you know those needs, dear Lord, you know those situations. Lord, I know you can be with those that have lost a loved one, dear Lord, you can give them comfort and peace. Lord, we know that you can heal us when our bodies need healing, dear Lord. We know that you'll be with us through procedures and through tests. And as we're waiting on results or we're going through situations, dear Lord, in this time and day, Lord, financial needs, dear Lord, family needs, dear Lord, that you can put families back together. But, dear Lord, we love and praise you. Lord, we thank you for your love for us. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us, dear Lord, to come to you. And, Lord, may we just humbly bow before your throne, dear Lord, and just thank you and we love you. Lord, as the message is brought forth this morning, dear Lord, we want you to open up our hearts, our minds, our ears. Lord, that we not just hear these words, dear Lord, that it will be placed in our heart forever. And Lord, we'll be strengthened by you, dear Lord. We ask you to bless our pastor. Lord, bless him and his family. Strengthen them as they go about doing your deeds, Lord. Each and every ministry that comes forth from this church. Lord, we thank you for such a wonderful and successful Vacation Bible School. And, dear Lord, it was so wonderful to see the young people and the children. Dear Lord, and as those seeds were planted or that soil was cultivated, dear Lord, may your word grow in their lives. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Let's give him another clap of praise. Hallelujah. Now, yes, sir. Go right ahead, Brother Jim. Man. That's right. That's right. That's right. And God is great, isn't he? And the way his, can you imagine as us, his grandparents, as we can just open up our heart and receive that new child, that new birth in our family, think of how God just absorbs each and every one of us. And it's a wonderful testimony. Praise the Lord. Praise. I saw the picture. Beautiful grandbaby. Congratulations. Praise the Lord. Tell Mom and Daddy we're praying for them and we're proud of them. So wonderful. But while you're standing, as I was going to say, we were talking about God's, everything that he's done for us and everything does, but it's because of the blood. So we're going to turn to page 390. There's power in the blood. And that's Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Power in the blood. There's power.
service for Jesus the King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Through you the daily praises and sing. There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power on the working path. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Be seated if you can. We just want to just worship the Lord this morning. And I said, it's just, like I said, a powerful, powerful day and an opportunity we have to come before the Lord. We're going to get ready and take up our morning offering. I do want to say this wrong. I know we've got homecoming. Help me with the date. 31st? All right, make plans to join us. The last Sunday this month, July 31st, we'll be having homecoming. I'd like for you to make plans. I'd like for you to join us as we celebrate this 57th anniversary of the founding of our church. Praise God. And we just, okay. And also, there's choir practice this evening at 5 p.m. So I know they'll be planning something for us for homecoming. If you're part of the choir, please make plans to attend. We'd love to have you join them. Praise God. So, any other announcements? All right, praise God. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
sing on the world. I'm gonna rise with a shout on a while. I'm gonna rise with my Lord through the sky. Hell is near and I wanna say here goodbye, oh goodbye. I won't have the blues anymore when I step across that shore. And I'll never cry or I'll leave behind my heart is in tears evermore. One day maybe two and goodbye. Tomorrow I'll ride and fly. I'll each day goodbye, oh goodbye. Now don't you weep for me when I'm gone, cause I won't have to leave you alone. And when I hear that last trumpet sound, my feet won't stay on the ground. I'm gonna rise with a shout, gonna fly. I'm gonna rise with my Lord through the sky. Heaven is near and I can stay here. Goodbye, oh goodbye. Now don't you weep for me when I'm gone, cause I won't have to leave you alone. And when I hear that last trumpet sound, my feet won't stay on the ground. I'm gonna rise and shout, gonna fly. I'm gonna rise with my Lord through the sky. Well, it's me and I can't stay here. Goodbye, oh goodbye. Heaven is near and I can't stay here. Goodbye, oh
speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus
over fear and all anxiety. To every soul captive by depression, I speak Jesus. 'Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Oh.
Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Your name is power.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life.
just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. Ask me, Jesus.
I don't think the Lord's done with this song. You know, whenever the blind man stood by the wayside, he couldn't see. His whole life he couldn't see. The disciples went by and he cried out, the Bible says, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." The disciples looked over at him and said, "Shh, don't make a scene. Not right here. Now's not the time." The Bible said he got quiet. No. The Bible said he cried, Brother Rowdy, the louder. He said, "Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus wasn't hard of hearing. He heard him the first time. The desperation in the blind man caused his need to become louder. And he cried the louder. And he said, "My help can only come from you. I've seen the doctors, but they can't heal me. I've seen the banker, but he can't help me. I've been in the addictions, but they can't help me be free. Only Jesus can make you free." And I'm telling you, Jesus is in the house. And I want us to sing that song again. If you have a need, speak Jesus. Speak Jesus. Speak Jesus. Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the streets. Jesus for my family. Hallelujah. The only way they're going to be made free is through Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Listen now. To every dark addiction starts to break.
There's hope in his name.
Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing.
Let him hear it today.
Every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fears and anxiety.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus, Jesus gave. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus, your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn light of fire.
Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Miss Power, your name is healing, your name is life.
Oh, yes.
Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're glory. Come on, give God praise this morning. Can you give the Lord praise? Hallelujah. 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 Lord.
Come on, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give the Lord praise. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just continue to worship the Lord. How many believes in miracles? How many is able to know that God is able to do all things? Hallelujah. He measured the seas with the span of his hand. Mountains were placed at his command. At the sound of his voice, the sun shone through. And there's nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. Oh, there's none. I said there is nothing. No, there's nothing that my God can't do. Wonders. Oh, there's nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. Well, he's so great, he holds the world in the palm of his hand, yet so small he can live in the heart of a man. Well, it's a mystery, a great mystery, but oh, so true, that there's nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. You know, I just feel like telling you, and I don't know who God's speaking to, but I want to tell you this. He's got it under control. You can turn loose of it now. You can quit trying to figure it out. And you can quit worrying about it too. Because God's got it. He's got it under control, and he's going to take care of it. In fact, I believe he's working a way now, and it's unbeknownst to us. So why don't you just go ahead, step out on faith, and call it done in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to tell you that he can do what nobody else can do. There is absolutely nothing that is impossible with the Lord.
Well, he's so great, he holds this world in the palm of his hand. Yet so small he can live in the heart of a man. It's a mystery, a great mystery, but oh, so true, that there's nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. Sing it with the church. There's nothing, oh, there's nothing, there's nothing. I said there's nothing, nothing that our God can't do. He'll do miracles. He'll do wonders, wonders. For there's nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. One more time. There's nothing, oh, there's nothing. There is nothing that my God can't do. Miracles and wonders. There's nothing, oh, nothing that my God can't do. Are you ready to let him fix it? Are you ready to turn it over to God? Would you give it to the Lord right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I let it go. Every heartache, every burden, every problem, every situation, every sickness, every affliction, every discouragement, every disappointment, I throw them down at the Lord's feet right now, knowing that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. How many knows the Holy Ghost knows exactly what we need? Let me tell you something. You know what the world needs? They need the Holy Ghost. You know what every dried up church needs? They need the Holy Ghost. You know what every backslidden sinner needs? Amen. They need the Holy Ghost. They need the power of God. The Bible said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. I believe the Holy Ghost is in the place today. Hallelujah. Ready to change lives. Ready to lift you up. Ready to make a way. Hallelujah. I got news for us. I believe the way has already been made. We just haven't been able to see it yet. Hallelujah. If you'll spare me just a few moments, I'm not going to preach, but I'm just going to talk to us just a little bit this morning. Contrary to popular belief, the days of miracles is not over. It's a little disturbing to me that when we, and I'll include myself, begin to speak about miracles, it's something that has happened in the past. Something that we were made an eyewitness to, and nobody can make me doubt it. There's not a person alive in this world today that can tell me any different that God is not able to do miracles when I have seen it, I have witnessed it, and I have been a part of the participant of a miracle. But I want to tell you, it's a little disturbing that we're not talking about miracles in the present tense. Would anybody be honest with me today and with the Lord and just lift your hand and say, I need a miracle in my life? Dear Lord. Dear Lord. The God I serve is able to meet every single one of those hands that are raised. Every problem, every situation, God is able. He's still moving. He's still performing miracles. Why aren't we as a church, why aren't we as a people, amen, seeing those miracles? It's not because God is not powerful. Because our expectations have slid down. When a service like this is an extraordinary service and not a normal service. Because of our expectations. We expect songs to be sung. We expect offering to be received. We expect the preacher to preach. And every once in a while, we might have a move of the Holy Ghost. I don't tell you. When the disciples were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they went from house to house. And there was a mighty move of God in every single house. I want to ask you to be honest with me again. Is there anybody in the congregation that needs a move of God in their house? In their home? In their relationship? In their business? I know this is strange, but even in your billfold or your pocketbook, God is still able. Amen. He'll make a way when there is no way. Praise God. Well, I want to tell somebody today, somebody who has recently had a consultation with a doctor, and the doctor did not have any good news for you. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. I'm just going to speak to you. If we believe, and the hands were raised, that we still believe that God is in the miracle performing business, that He did not go out of business, that He did not just suddenly quit doing miracles, if you could peel back the curtain of heaven and begin to see the storehouse of blessings, miracles, healings, anointings, and infilling that God is just waiting to pour out on somebody who will receive it by faith. Man, just want to tell you, and I know that we've talked about this before, and I'm not going to go into great detail. We didn't get good news with Kevin, not at all. We hunted every word that came out of the doctors and the specialists and the neonatal surgery and all of those great things after their name, doctors that spoke to us. And Penny and I hinged on every word. Please, let there be some word of encouragement. And we couldn't find it. There was none. None. None whatsoever. One of them had the audacity to tell us across from his desk, we have no idea how long he'll be able to live. Just take him home and enjoy him for as long as you have him. When we left, I said, Penny, he's not a puppy. Of course we're going to take him home. Of course we're going to do the very best that we can for him. But that was his way of saying, he ain't going to have him very long. I don't know if you've had a doctor, professional, tell you that, you know what, there's nothing else I can do. Just kind of hold on to life as long as you can and treat the situation the best you can. And somewhere along the line, we as people have began to just accept that. Just like the world has accepted mediocrity today. The United States was never meant to be a nation of mediocrity. It's a nation of greatness. It's a nation of faith. It was founded on faith. The church needs to remind everybody, amen, we still serve an almighty God, an able God. Hallelujah. But if you've not been given good words, good encouragement, 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. When we, the church, begin to turn our focus and turn loose of our faith. Let me tell you something. Whether you realize it or not, this church is absolutely full of faith. And the naysayers said, where is it? Where is it?
Is it up at the altar? Hey, if it was only at the altar, I wouldn't leave the altar. No, the Bible said a measure of faith is given to each and every one of you. Church, what are we doing with it? Are we just sitting on it? Did we put it somewhere? Did we hide it, dig a ditch, and stick it? As you begin to exercise your faith, you'll see miracles again. You'll see healings again. You'll see relationships solved. You'll see a mighty move of God when we release our faith. Amen. As Brother Chris was talking about the blind man, he exercised faith to believe. He wouldn't take no for an answer. Amen. Glory to God. And Jacob wouldn't take no for an answer. He wrestled all night long. Some of us, if we don't get it in 5 minutes, we done give up. God, you had your chance. No. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't exercise our faith like we should. We don't use our power like we ought to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There should not be a need in this church when we dismiss tonight, today. Amen. Because the God that I serve is able to do every single one of those things that raise their hands. Amen. How many knows we're fighting against an adversary? Now, how many knows we're going to win? How many knows we've already won? The adversary just doesn't know it, but we've already won. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So just to let you know, when you get that bad news, there's two things you can do about it. You can go home and cry. And get aggravated and even mad at God. Leave church. Develop the attitude, why pray? God's not going to do it. God doesn't hear me. God doesn't love me. Or you can exercise faith. Walk out of that doctor's office with your head held high. That my faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. My God's going to do what the doctor couldn't do. My God is already working in what they can't see. I'm believing right now. In fact, not only am I believing, I'm claiming it done right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, Mr. and Ms. Allen, if you do take him home and you do have him for a little while, we probably, in the condition that he's in, he won't live to be school age. He's 44. Said he's 44 years old. Amen. Said, Brother Eddie, he can't walk. He can't talk. He's alive. And God let me see a reservation reserved in heaven for Kevin. A brand new body. One where the hands are not circled into his body. One where the legs are not drawn. A back that is not full of scoliosis and full of hardware that the doctor's placed in, but a glorified body, one that he's going to be able to walk again. Hallelujah. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither is it entered in the heart of man. But I can only imagine what's waiting on Kevin. Glory to God, because the Lord let me know that this is just a temporary matter. God has got it fixed. He's got it under control. And if somebody's told you anything different, you put your faith in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to preach. I'm just going to talk. I'm going to try to leave you with this. So, sometimes words and messages and sermons are like manna. If you don't do it now, it won't be no good later. It'll be good later on. But there's two spirits that are working in the world today. There's a spirit of good and there's a spirit of evil. And there are bad spirits everywhere. there's bad spirits that are camouflaged as good spirits. I'm reminded of a story in the Bible that Paul and Silas had separated themselves from Barnabas and John Mark, and they were going to go back to the churches and revisit them and see how they were doing as they started the work. And as they entered into Philippi, they encountered two women on two separate occasions. The first one was a woman by the name of Lydia. And they found in Lydia a hungry spirit, a spirit of hospitality, a spirit of worshiping God. She was converted and baptized and became a follower. And she constrained Paul and Silas to come into her home. And they abode there during their stay in Philippi. And Paul and Silas decided it was time to go to pray. Man. Church, we don't pray enough. Saints of God, we don't pray enough. Amen. We'll pray when everything's wrong, but sometimes we pray when everything's right. But they were going to pray. And have you ever noticed, if you've ever set aside a prayer time and a fasting time, the adversary will come against you with everything he's got. Well, that was the occasion. Paul and Silas were walking to pray, going to the temple, and they was met by, the Bible says, a certain damsel who had a spirit of divination, soothsayer, fortune teller. It wasn't from God. You couldn't tell it by looking at her. Spirits sometimes don't come at you like a monster. Sometimes they'll come at you like an angel of light. And she began to follow Paul and Silas constantly. Saying, these men are from the Most High God and they, which come to tell us and show us salvation. The words sound good. The words are truthful. They were men of God. They came to show the people the plan of salvation. But her spirit was wrong. Her spirit was wrong. She was not there to promote. She was there to hinder. Hinder Paul and Silas' work to spread the gospel. After a while, Paul had enough. And he just turned around and he rebuked her. Come out of her, thou unclean spirit. Well, it made a difference in her life. But her masters or her employers were very upset about it. Well, you know why? Because they were making money on it. I don't know if you were aware of it, but there's some bad spirits in the business world today. There's some bad spirits that people will lie to you with a face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball, and they got nothing but bad intent for you. Words sound good. Words sound flattery. Do you know what? You got to have that discernment from the Spirit of God to say, I ain't buying what you are selling. Get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And by the way, don't rebuke him in the name of First Pentecostal. That won't work. Don't rebuke him in my name. But rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. So the magistrates, they got real upset, brought him in the marketplace. They took him in, and the crowd rose up against him, and they arrested him and threw him in jail. Now here's where the church is. Lord, I was just trying to do what was right, and look at here where it got me. Some of my friends just turned their back on him, won't even have anything to do with him, won't speak to me anymore. If that's the case, you better check your friendship with that person. My Bible tells me to love one another, even love your enemies. Love them that spitefully use you. So Paul and Silas got thrown in jail for doing good, for promoting the plan of God, for not doing anything except casting out an evil spirit in that certain damsel who had a spirit of divination. You remember a while ago said you can do one or two things. Paul and Silas not only were thrown in prison, they were put in the inner prison and their feet and hands were fixed in stocks. And they could have looked at each other and said, you know what, we probably ought not to have messed with that woman. We probably shouldn't have told her that. No. They could have said, Lord, do you see where we are? Do you care where we are? God, are you a God of compassion? They could have done that. But the Bible says they didn't do that. at the midnight hour. The church is sleeping and slumbering. If you're a Bible reader, I believe that you would agree with me that we are living in the midnight hour. Prophetically, there's one of two things that we can do. We can stay locked up in prison and moan and groan about the condition of the world and about the condition of everything and how in the world God has forsaken this place. Or, in the darkest time of the midnight hour, we can pray and sing praises to God. Amen. How many would say in the church today, let's do the second, let's do the praying, let's do the singing praises unto God. Amen. If you believe that, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody who's got a mouth, open it. Lord have mercy, just but created a huge vacuum in here. Yeah, I've heard people say, I can't sing. Yes, you can. Might not sing good, but you can sing. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Music, y'all can come if you want to, if you can find me. I don't know what Paul and Silas sung. But whatever it was, it shook the whole place. Would you agree with me that this place needs shaking? Would you agree with me that the city of Villarica needs shaking and Temple and Carrollton? Would you believe with me that the state of Georgia needs shaking? The United States needs shaking. The world needs shaking. Hallelujah. Give me the key of, F. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Once like a bird in prison I dwelt. No freedom from my sorrow I felt. What key are we? But Jesus came and listened to me. And glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. Glory to God, He set me free. Tell you what, the next time we sing that chorus, if you really want to be set free, if you want to get out of your program, if you want to get out of your folding of hands, just step out into the aisle, signifying that the Lord has set me free from every sin, from every sickness, from every sorrow. I'm free, and whom the Lord hath made free, you are free indeed. Glory to God. He set me free. Let's do three. Well, it's goodbye to sin and things that confound. Not of this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying to. Glory to God, I'm going through. Well, He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. Glory to God, He set me free. Well, He set me free, yes. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound. You just go ahead. Do you act like you're free today? Come on. He set me free. He
He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see.
Glory to God.
Yes.
He set me free.
Sing it, church.
He set me free. Yes.
He set me free.
He broke the bonds of prison
for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set me free. Hallelujah!
Daily I'm working, I'm praying to, and
glory to God, I'm going through.
He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison
for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see.
Glory to God, he set me free.
Can't take my praise. Glory. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Yep.
Sometimes I feel like I'm just walking around with my head up in the clouds. Steady moving, but I'm not gaining ground. Heading the wrong way in the crowd. Then I remember I'm not part of this world. I'm moving higher each day. Upward mobility sounds mighty good to me. I just can't wait to get away. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. If you are bothered by the problems in life, don't you let them get you down. Just look to Jesus, you will not be denied. He'll move you up to higher ground. Don't you forget that you're a child of the King, that you're an heir to his throne. You may not know just when he's coming back again. He'll take us to our happy home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary
You know, God's still ministering right now to this congregation. Is there anyone else that needs prayer this morning or wants to release to God those things that have been burdening you and holding you down? Because He's not a God of confusion. I want to give Him all the glory. Praise the Lord. Let's continue to pray just for a little while longer. Praise God. Yes.
You unravel me.
Just time to claim it, isn't it?
With a melody you surround me with. A song of deliverance from my enemy, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child. Mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. perfect love. You rescued me, so I will stand and sing. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me and I will stand and sing. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I am a child of God.
Boy, what a service. If you didn't feel that, you're dead. And I have to thank the Lord because he just answered one of my prayers. When I first started attending this church, I could feel the Holy Ghost every time I walked in it. My elders were here to make sure that Holy Ghost rained down through prayer and through praise. When I started my breast cancer journey, I knew there was a reason for it. I did not know what, but I knew my God would be there. He showed me along the way, and I didn't bring my notes today that I've been keeping all along. He's peeled me back layer by layer and showed me things that just make me want to come up off that pew and shout. And every time you see me come up off that pew and shout, that's because my God touched me. And I want to give him praise for it. When I started this journey, I was scared, like Brother Eddie. Yeah, I cried because I thought about leaving my children. I thought about leaving my grandkids. But it only lasted for a second before my Lord's peace came and spoke to me and said, you're going to be all right. And I held on to that through the whole time. Devil tried to come in there when I was so sick on the chemo. There was the first time... On my third treatment, there were 6 days there that I was so sick and I was in the bed. Every morning, I got a war room. It's called my back porch. Y'all seen that movie where the lady goes in a war room? I firmly believe in that. And God is telling me that's what we got to get back to. You don't do it just in church. You do it at home. You do it in your car. You do it at work. You praise him all day long. And I promise you that if you do that, your journey will be just as easy as mine was. Because God was there through it all.
Amen.
And when I was sick, so sick I couldn't hold my head up. James, bless his heart. I stayed in the bed and I quit praying. I quit thanking the Lord for what he had already done for me. Because I was so consumed with my sickness, I forgot about him. I was so sick that one night, I was on the back porch, and I told James, I said, if I'm not better in the morning, I got to go to the hospital. I can't do this no more. James, okay, honey, I'll take you. He said, good night. He went to bed, and I stayed in my war room. And I started praying, and I started crying. All my tears. He came to me, and the next morning he broke it loose. I didn't have to go to the hospital. My God took care of it. So I cannot tell you and I cannot stress to you how important it is to, what's that song? Praise him in the morning time, praise him in the noon time, praise him when the sun goes down. I promise you, if you'll make that religious in your life, you too will be able to walk around and smile all the time. Belinda, why do you smile all the time? Because I got Jesus. That's why. I promise you, he is there and he does not leave you. And I thought he left me, and he showed me that he didn't leave me. And all you have to do is pray and praise Him in the good time and the bad. And when you're in that bad time, that good time's coming, you can bet it. And I just want to praise my Lord and thank Him. Thank you. Thank you.
McDonald's is going to lose money when we all leave full, right? Amen. Praise God. Let's all stand if you can. I know God's still in the healing business. And I know that precious Lord and Savior of mine, Jesus Christ, it's as new today as it was yesterday. And it'll be tomorrow. And if there's anyone that's heard this morning or want to know about Jesus, just let us know. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. But we're all going to pray in that name of Jesus. Seeing Brother Terry back this morning, Lord keeps trying, keeps healing him, and the enemy keeps coming against him, trying to give him little stumbling blocks, but I've never seen him not smile. I've never seen him not put out that effort. Even when he's not with us, you can see his comments on the messages as he's watching. Him and Miss Connie, and they know we love them, but we can't love them like Jesus can. And I just love these walking testimonies, and each and every one of you, there's a story, but we love you. We're going to get ready and dismiss, but we want to invite you all back for service tonight. If you hadn't made it a point to come on Sunday nights, today's a good time to start. Every time, and I'm going to say this, we talked about it at Sunday school this morning, it's hard to miss Sunday school when it becomes part of your life. It's hard to miss church when it becomes part of your life. It's hard to miss morning service, Sunday service, Wednesday night service when it becomes part of your life. And I'm not going to get carried away. I'm sorry. I know some of y'all may have a pot roast in the crock pot. But I just want to tell you, if you ever want to talk about my God, just like testimony we just heard, and He still carried me through so many things, and there's still those old stumbling blocks in those dirt roads, and sometimes they come muddy and they got ruts in them. But as the Lord, as we go through life, know that you're loved and that we love you, but God loves you more and that we're here for you. We have a pastor that goes, in my opinion, even though he's standing behind me, and I'll say it even when he's not around, it goes way above and beyond. And he is the example of the shepherd. And we just love y'all. Love Brother Eddie. Praise God. But we're going to pray right now for dismissal. And I thank you for all our guests and visitors this morning. Some of y'all I hadn't seen in a while. I would love to have you. Some I've probably not met. Forgive me for not shaking all the hands. When I come from Sunday school, time we get through and to get over to this building, it's time for church. But we do love you. You're all invited back this evening. Don't quit forgetting choir practice at 5. I see Miss Penny back here to make sure. They leave me notes and everything, so I have that sometimes. But God is great. And with this prayer, we're going to take an intermission. Come back tonight. We know we want to, and there's more testimonies you're going to hear about how great God is. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise your holy name. Dear Lord, as we prepare to leave, dear Lord, in this intermission, dear Lord, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. Lord, for those who can't be with us this evening, Lord, we ask you to continue to touch them. But, dear Lord, as that invitation's open, for those watching online and those here live, dear Lord, to your altar, dear Lord, we know that you're always calling. Dear Lord, let us be alert to your word, dear Lord. Follow the word, the direction you would have. Let us fill our life with your word, that living word, dear Lord, that will strengthen us and help us see the evil ways. Dear Lord, that we know that you are the truth and the light, dear Lord. And we just love and praise you. Again, dear Lord, we thank you for this day. And we come to you and ask you to keep us safe and bring us back at our appointed time in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. Praise God.